Intersectionality, as it is applied, continues to evolve. And we see this in the form of networks collaborating together on mutually relevant projects. Here is an example from RBS, who brought together their Jewish and LGBT network for Holocaust Memorial Day. They said, "We're delighted that we've received a very positive response to our event. It's the first time our employee-led networks have come together to support Holocaust Memorial Day. We are very grateful to the Holocaust survivor who will share her incredible story with us, and we will also be screening a film about LGBT victims of the Holocaust. The theme of Don't Stand By mirrors our bank values from an inclusion and diversity perspective, as well as in speaking up and calling out any wrongdoing." For networks, this has the practical advantage of potentially doubling their audience, sharing their budget, and the time they have to work on putting on an event. And for the audience, it shifts the focus of what you're trying to achieve away from any individual group of people and posits it as a problem that is more systemic.